This is Way of the Warrior. I am Ken Evans in with Eric O'Brien online for you, WowMMAShow.com. On Twitter and Facebook, too, at Wow Show. Make sure you join us there. Right now, joining us on the line, we have got the man, the myth, the legend, Chael Sonnen. Chael, thanks so much for being on the show with us.
I wouldn't miss it.
All right, now you're coaching against Jon Jones on The Ultimate Fighter, Tuesdays, 9 o'clock FX. We want to get that on for you because I think this is one of the better seasons we've seen of The Ultimate Fighter, probably since the premiere season. How do you think things are going? You're behind the scenes. You're in the middle of all the taping. You know what's going on in there. But how do you think it comes out on television now when you're watching that finished and edited product on TV?
Well, you know, it's a documentary is what it is. I think for a while people were even calling it a reality show, which was silly. Look, we're documenting the toughest tournament in all of sports. 32 guys enter, one guy is going to leave, and he truly will be the Ultimate Fighter. But Dana White, unprecedented move, brought every single participant into the UFC. So you're looking at a tournament amongst UFC fighters. Quite literally, every single one of them now has a UFC contract. So they're fighting it out. Like I said, 32 guys enter, and we're going to whittle it down until one guy is left standing.
Now, speaking about whittling down, you suffered a loss this past week. And as we go into this week's show, do you bounce back from that? Do you think losing control hurts you? Or is it your guys against his guys, and they're going to have to fight anyways?
Well, you want to use as much strategy as you can. Every event, no matter what you're doing in life, has rules, and you want to try to understand and manipulate those rules into your favor as best you can. So I certainly would rather have chosen the fight than have Coach Jones do it. But I will tell you, it is the best, most exciting fight of this entire tournament, and it's coming up Tuesday 9 p.m. and only on FX.
All right, excellent. Now, obviously, you mentioned Coach Jones there. You got into it a little bit with Jon Jones. This all stems from, I believe, UFC 151, the UFC that never was, when you offered to step in and fight him, and he refused in that situation to fight you. He says that you knew what you were doing, that you knew that maybe that fight wasn't going to happen originally with Jon Jones and that you were training for a fight and you were already ready to go. I know that you've said it, and you've said it on this show, that you basically wouldn't have had any lead time because you would have basically jumped into a two-day camp and then had to do press for the fight. Did you know that that fight was going to get pulled, and were you training to fight Jon Jones beforehand?
Well, I don't do camps, and I train every day, so absolutely. Would have I been ready to fight? Yes. Did I know that Henderson was out? No, I did not. I learned when everybody else learned. I got the call from Dana White on that.
And that kind of built itself into this fight now after Jon Jones fought Vitor Belfort later, I believe, that month. Now, you guys have been on the show. I've watched the dynamic, and I found it very interesting, especially at the beginning. A lot of people thought you were going to come out, and you were just going to be talking a lot. I mean, you're known for your talking, wondering if you were going to smack talk this entire show. You've done a lot of coaching that I think people have said is some of the best coaching we've actually gotten to see on TV, the product that's actually gotten to television. You've done some of the best coaching we've seen on The Ultimate Fighter. Jon Jones, you know, he said in the first episode, I have to remember that I'm going to be in a fight with this guy. I think he's seeing a different side of you when you guys are coaching against each other and you're training these teams. I get the feeling, though, that you're never going to forget that you're going to be in a fight with Jon Jones coming up in April.
Yeah, I never trash talk. I'm a truth talker. You ask the questions and I'll answer them truthfully. And, you know, I thought Coach Jones did a great job. I didn't expect him to, but he did. I thought he took it very seriously, thought he had the respect of his athletes, and I thought he was passionate in his position. I've seen other coaches come on that are the furthest thing from a coach. I don't have the foggiest idea why they accepted the assignment, and they treat the place like it's a frat house. And I've never understood that. We are there to coach, mentor, guide, motivate, and remind young men that are sacrificing everything, walked away from everything, their jobs, their families, everything in pursuit of a dream. And that's our role, and that's it. And it's not for me or Jones to try to steal camera time. If we wanted to be on the camera more, we should have had the courage to enter the tournament like these guys did.
Well, I don't think you're having trouble finding camera time, Chael.
I'm just saying, you know, if you want to talk about coaching, that's what I'm doing. This is Coach Sonnen versus Coach Jones. Eventually, Chael Sonnen and Jon Jones are going to take care of business. That's on April 27th. But for now, it's coach versus coach. He'll bring his guys, and I'll bring mine, and the better team will win.
Now, you spoke earlier about you train every day. You're always ready to fight. But one of the things about this show. It seems like the coaches have to find that priority, and you've got to coach, and you've got to be that coach and mentor. And obviously, I enjoy the fact that both of you are taking this very seriously on this season of The Ultimate Fighter. There's sometimes we see guys, though, that go in, and essentially they've extended their camps, or they're working towards their fight against that other coach. How do you find that balance?
It's very difficult, you know, but I don't find time. I make time. And if I got to sleep a little bit less, then I got to sleep a little bit less. But I will get everything in a day that I need to get in. That's part of being an adult, of being a man. Doesn't even have to do with being an athlete. That's just what you do. I don't think about it. I just get it done.
A lot of people talking about some comments you made last week about Anderson Silva versus John Jones. And you said far and away you think John Jones is a better fighter.
Those guys aren't even remotely close. Anderson's been offered the fight with John, and he's turned it down. All of these things happen and somehow don't come out in the press. Well, why would he turn down a mega fight? He knows he's not. Look, this isn't me trying to take a shot at Anderson Silva. You're going to ask me who's better between the two, but they aren't even close.
Now, that being said, how would you plan then to take on John Jones? You've lost to Anderson Silva twice, even though you were able to win that first fight, probably 4.5 rounds out of 5. He was able to catch you at the end, and then you lost that most recent fight. How do you go in against a guy who you think is so much better than a guy that beat you twice?
Well, and don't kid yourself. They can raise Anderson's hand all they want. I whipped his ass for 30 minutes. He whipped mine for well less than 30 seconds combined. He didn't knock me down. I fell down. So you can look at the outcome all you want, or you can look at who kicked whose ass. Bottom line is, I'll do whatever I have to do. And if you're telling me that you think Jones is better, then go bet on him. I don't give a damn either way. I'm not a bully, and I don't go into fights that I know I'm going to win. I'll fight any man God ever made at any time.
Chal, we love having you on the show, man. Another quick thought here. John Jones returns to Newark before he fights you. You think he's going to do any crime fighting that day?
You know, I don't know, but he'll have a lot better luck tackling some guy that stole an old lady's purse over by the swing set than he's going to have when the gangster gets in there with him.
From the mean streets of Westland, Oregon, Chal Sonnen on the show today. Thank you so much, Chal. Seriously, this is not fluff. This is not hype. We are enjoying this season of The Ultimate Fighter probably better than any other season we've seen, maybe since the premiere season. And I have to give you and John Jones both a ton of credit for that. Thank you for being on the show.
Always a pleasure.
Always great having Chal Sonnen on the show. Don't forget The Ultimate Fighter. Seriously, if you're like me, you wrote this show off a couple years ago for broken doors and guys peeing into other dudes' beds. This show has become amazing. It's a documentary, just like he said. Check out The Ultimate Fighter Tuesday nights on FX. Want to thank Chal Sonnen once again. And classic Chal, John Jones is going to have better luck helping old ladies in Newark than beating him when they end up fighting coming up in April. More Way of the Warrior coming up. Keep it here. News and notes in minutes. Way of the Warrior, your MMA show.